Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Esoteric students and Sister Drew, her memory is great because she was the only one that had a deep memory of what, how many senses you had. And she missed it by one.
And yeah, she learned it.
But I was shocked that none of the other people remember those lectures. I've been asking questions about certain lectures, and she only missed one of them. You have nine senses, and the fourth senses that you don't know anything about and you can't possess is for the simple reason that you've been genocided. Now, another great student of ours, Sister Vishanda, she posed the question on Facebook, what is genocide and what is genocide? And I noticed that the people didn't know anything about that subject. And all the great people that I have studied, and I've studied many great people and made books of knowledge, of esoteric knowledge, which it comes up under the heading of esoteric knowledge, for one simple reason. When you find the science of eugenics, you find it in a secret society that nobody knows anything about. The only people that I know have studied this book and talked about this book for the last 25 to 30 years is Kahane and I. So this is one of the most heaviest esoteric knowledge that you have to know, is because the people and where it was hid has conquered the world up under this esoteric knowledge. Now, Sister Drew, you miss psychomatic, which is object reading, the ability to identify or tell something about an object by picking it up through thought waves implanted by someone previous with the article. And the fourth sister, that's the only one that Sister Drew,
yeah.
she yeah. missed.
I told her what it was, Brother DeWater.
Oh, you did?
I told her the one. I said, you missed one.
Yeah. Now, telepathic, inner tuition, psychomatic, and clairvoyance is the four senses that we don't possess because we've been genocided. But if you eat right, these senses come to the female way quicker than it do the male, especially the sense of inner tuition, because a lot of females, if they done had this baby and carried it 9 months, they can feel certain things. If that baby have accidents or something, or if that baby's sick, if that baby is this or is that baby that, that sense of inner tuition is very high and telepathic in the female, especially if she's a vegetarian and cleared herself of pork or eating certain foods. This sense is very high. The five senses that you have, Brother Drew, ain't got a damn thing to do with thinking. But the fourth senses, which is male, that we lost, has everything to do with thinking of the mind. The sense of smell, the sense of taste, all of these is feelings, Brother Drew, it's caused by a wave. It ain't got nothing to think. Ain't no thinking involved in your five senses. So you're not conscious to this. Seeing is not thinking. Hearing is not thinking. Feeling ain't thinking. Tasting ain't thinking. Smelling ain't thinking. These five senses are all ministrated by the sixth sense, which is the five senses of human nature, which forms a form of degree. And when you say that we got sense, what kind of sense do you really, really have? And for you to understand this, then you would have to understand what the science of eugenics. The science of eugenics, when we trace that history back, started in the Scottish Rite Masonic Lodge up on a degree called Three Ruffins. And the degree of the Three Ruffins is that when this dramatic race of people started conquering a black nation of people, well, and I ain't going to say black, a colored nation of people, the human being is a better word to use, then we lost the history. We know nothing about this knowledge because it was here in the Masonic Order. So I'm going to make some good Masons out of y'all today. And I can understand why the people that call themselves black Masons put that adjective on their name hasn't realized that the degree in the Masonic Order called the Free Russians is exactly what they put us up under. And this knowledge is known to be that of a tyrant. And the two tyrants was the priesthood, meaning the church, meaning the preacher. And I find it very interesting, Brother Drew, that people that call themselves African Americans, and there's 42 million of them in today's society, hate everything about slavery but one thing, the priesthood or the people that enslaved them. They call themselves black Muslims, black Hebrew Israelites, black Gentiles. And these people worship these three gods of another nation of people that enslaved them. They pray to these three gods diligently. They give their tithes to these three gods diligently. And you don't know that these three gods is classified in the Masonic Order as the ruffians. Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jublon is what they go up under the fake name of in the Masonic Order for to keep the secret. The three ruffians is when someone hits you in the head with a setting ball, that means they take your education away from you, which what you were before they conquered you. They hit you in the heart. They say they take all of your heart, which your nine, they say is in your heart, which is not. I have a problem with that teaching, that if you got a good heart, you got a good mind. And heart is a pump. They take that away from you. And then they say they hit you in the throat with a compass, meaning they take your speech away from you, the language that you spoke before they conquered you, the history of who you were before they conquered you, they take that away. Now, they say it takes 400 years to do this. And if you go into the 15th chapter of Genesis, it tells you, and also these nations whom they shall serve will I judge. And it says that it takes, they will be afflicted for 400 years. If it took 400 years for you to be genocided, completely genocided. And how many years we can go back and we're going to look back and see how did they genocide us and on what method they genocide us and how we became these victims today. The whole world, Brother Drew, has been genocided by a nation of people called the people of hell. Man, if you want to know the history, if you want to really know the history of the people of hell, look at the movie Alexander the Great. it tells you how he went into Hellport and conquered these people and then mixed Greek culture with Roman culture to get today's society and the teaching of today's school system and that of the person that called themselves an American. Can, whenever you see the word can on the end of a word, that means God. Whenever you see the word O-N, own, on the end of a word, that also means God. When you see the word side, C-I-D-E, on a word, that means that they have killed you. Genocide, suicide, pesticide. Whenever you see that word side, it means to kill. Whatever the head of is, psychocide is the one that has killed us because that deals with the mind. It deals with thinking. It deals with how you make your decision making. It deals with how you perceive things. You use this through a school of thoughts. And we, you can look and see, we didn't get educated until after 1870. So when we look back and trace the history, we can understand a little better what this word genocide means. Now, in 1881, if we go back in history and we go in history, how we study in a chronological order, everything, esoteric knowledge of the Yaman is in a chronological order. And when we go back to the date 1881, we'll see that two great books came out of the Germanic race of people. He was Anglo-Saxon then. You know, he was an American that he was Anglo-Saxon, but it had became an American. We can see the two great books that was written that completely genocized the ex-emancipated slave that was let off the plantation upon certain conditions. See that the way that America, which America is a cooperation of a group of people back in that day and time, all was aristocrats, which was Scottish Rite Masons, all 72 of them that signed the Declaration of Independence. Every last one of them was Scottish Rite Masons, and some of them was Rosicrucian Masons, and some of them was York Rite Masons. But they all was up under a Masonic order of a certain esoteric knowledge. Sir Walter Galt wrote a book called The Science of Eugenics, which they wanted a pure race of people because they had created so many half-breeds through conquering that they noticed that there was a lot of the ancient people that was Anglo-Saxon was disappearing because of mixture of seed. And I give you a good example of that. Before in 93, they say it's only 5% of pure Russians in Russia because they done mixed their seed with the Persian Muslim. Only 5%. This was what Hitler was about. Hitler noticed this, that the Germanic race of people was vanishing from the face of the world, the pure old Druid from Hellport, vanishing from the world, that he wanted to create a world of the pure person through the science of eugenics. So you know the history of Hitler. And he didn't succeed with it, but you still have some purebreds now as we speak. In 1870, 81, the Science of Eugenics was put out, and the 1881 King James Revised Version of the Bible. These two books was the most important books in the history of tracing history of this nation of people that has ever been put out, because that King James book became the story of a mythological man-made God called Jesus the Christ, which everybody, 42 million Americans got the Holy Ghost, African Americans got the Holy Ghost behind, and worship as black Gentiles. See, once, Brother Drew, that you put that adjective on your name, black, then you are completely genocide. You, whenever you say I'm a black Gentile, you've been genocized by the Gentile. I'm a black Muslim, you've been genocized by the Muslim. I'm a black Hebrew Israelite, you've been genocized by the Hebrews, by the Jews, the Reformed Jews that came in the sixth century that believed in Jesus. There ain't no other Jews believe in Jesus but the Reformed Jews, and most of the Reformed Jews you find in America. America is a cooperation of businessmen, which in today's society is headed by two groups, the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Group. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you ain't a member of them two groups, and you ain't, because the only you call black institution is Spelman College, that is a member of those two groups, then America do not need your business. This is why you will see in the next 8 months, this time next year, all small businesses will be done fail, because this government started off first with one political party called the Federal, and that political party is going to take back running America with number 19. Which is Amanya's number, and we come from the 19. That's another lecture, but you can see this coming. See, they don't need your business if you it's small business. You're a nuisance to the government, because the government got to give you small business loans and all of that. So the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Group, they decided that they don't need no small businesses no more, because everything that you get in a small business, you'll be able to get in one of their members, which is Walmart and Target. You notice Walmart and Target right now can accommodate anything that you need. Anything that you need and want that you will find in a small business, you can find it in one place, which is called a GSA store, which is a government control, which no more there's all everybody been in the military. A commissary.
Right.
That's it. So you people with small businesses and all that stuff, you ain't coming back into business. You ain't gonna come. You ain't gonna get back. You're not getting back, because we're going up under the New World Order. But you had to know how this happened is because you've been genocided. Now, we go back to these three weapons, and you can see that the basis of being genocide is through the priesthood, through the word God. The word God, whoever believes that there is a God, then you've been totally genocide, not halfway, but totally genocide. I don't care how much you say you don't come into conscience and you still believe in a God. all gods is man-made. A god can't exist without being man-made. When you go back and ask yourself a question, how a nation of people is formed, then you can see how a god came into existence. Because the first thing that a nation needs is signs, symbols, and numbers. That created a language. It's you and I, Brother Drew, and Brother Mosley. We wanted to create a nation of people. We get us some land, and we get together. And the first thing that we have to do is decide what kind of language we're going to use. And the language is your signs, symbols, and numbers for that. Then the next thing you would get is we need a god to control the people. And when they got a god to control the people, we give the name to the god. And these aristocrats that started this nation of people in America called the Scottish Rite Masons at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, were they aristocrats of the 13 colonies say, well, we need a god. God would be Jesus. And the only places you can find Jesus is in the King James Revised Bible, which is the William Shakespeare Tilling Bible that he got killed by for going into the ancient Obadite Lodge and using their signs and symbols. We have to know this. This word God got everybody conquered. You conquer the world up under this one word belief that there was a God. And this God, if you prayed to this God and tied to this God will save you. He'll come back and save you. You've been hoodwinked, cabotoled, and bamboozled, as my son of God say. You've been blindfolded and your left leg rolled up in a cabotole around your neck. That's the way they give the symbol of when they done conquered you. Up under the three ruffins, which is the same as genocide you. We can see by studying history this has happened up under these words. They give you a God, and then they teach you salvation up under this God and all of these belief systems. When this nation of people get a God, they get a government for the people of what the people's government will be up under and what will rule and the priesthood will be governed up under. The government that you have and we have to follow in America was set down by 72 aristocrats from 13 colonies who were Masons at Lodge Number 1. They wrote a preamble, a constitution, and a bill of rights. Well, when they wrote this preamble, constitution, and bill of rights, they created treason against England. That's the reason it took them so long for them to put it in existence, because they did this May 1st, 1776. If you look on your dollar bill and read the Roman numbers, it is May 1st, 1776, the great seal of the United States of America. It tells you this. We are esoteric students, and we on prostitution. We be on prostituting some people today, and look at what has happened to us. So we understand, how did they genocide us? How did this happen? And since it's done happen, what do we have to do to get out of this genocidism and come to another way of thinking? Because the way of life in America, as we speak, is going to be controlled totally different from what it was yesterday. And that yes, did it was, what, 6 weeks we've been into quarantine, 6 or 7 weeks, that was the end of the Republic Constitution, and we started a Republican Constitution where the federal would be in totally control. When you get your $1,200 stimulus and when you get your $2,000 stimulus next month, you will be totally in control. Find it simply amazing, Brother Drew. Why did they give you $1,200? The number 12 is complete. Everything is Masonic. Everything is put up under, every nation is ruled by a Masonic order of esoteric teaching of the Masonic Lodge of the Masons. All secret societies damn near have the same esoteric belief. When we go check out all 46 controlling lodges, we can see this. And so how did this come about? See, now when we look at the esoteric meaning of genocide, let's go back and look and see. It takes 400 years for you to completely be genocide. So when we go to 1555, and from 1555 to 1870, in 1870, someone that looked like me and you, and everybody that looked like me and you that was born in the United States of America after 1870 was classified as ex-emancipated slaves with certain conditions. That's the way the Constitution read. We was up under certain conditions, separated but equal. Now something happened to the separation, and we're going to go in a chronological order. We'll be able to see what happened in the separation. From 1870 to 1555 was 315 years, Brother Drew. 3, 1, and 5 is 9. The 9 never changes. And we're going to do some mathematically speaking on this so we understand what they put up. Now, 315 years, Brother Drew, that wasn't enough time to genocide this slave that had been brought over here, or the people they had, indigenous people that they had put enslaved over here, which was the Creek Nation, the Olmec, the Aztec, the Maya, and the Inca. This wasn't enough time for them to have genocide of. So if it took 400 years, that means that they were 85 years short. 8 and 5 is 13. The number 13 is a new beginning or immediate death. Now, they was 85 years short. In 2020, to put 1870, and this is 2020, that's 250 years. With the 305, that would be a total of 565 years. That means for 165 years, then you've been genocide. Now, when we look at it, we can see that if we subtract 2020 from 1555, it's 465 years. That's what we're into right now, 465 years. Now, we'll see that we became ex-emancipated slaves in 1870. And then we can see where they had worked their jelly, Brother Drew. They had worked their jelly by 1970. And then they didn't take it away from it. You ask for it. You ask not to be separated, which is segregated. You ask to be integrated. Now, you look up the word integrate, and you look up the word segregate, and then you have a better understanding of what doesn't happen to you in 2020. Now, people that's born after 1970, because Sister Shannon asked a hell of a question when she asked that. That was a hell of a question that she asked about genocide, is that if you born after 1970, you are totally genocide. You don't know a damn thing about no existence. The only thing that you understand is what America has taught you to be a good American. For 12 years, they take you to school, high school, and they say this makes you a good American up under their school of thought. Then they give you a scholarship, because all their scholars came over here on a ship. And then they give you a scholarship to the higher form of how to work in America and be a good American, meaning that you born in America, raised in America, educated in America for America use. And you ain't the American, because when we go back to May 1st, 1776, and ask ourselves a question, who was the first American? Well, the first American that put his name on that Constitution to give to the king, to England, was John Hancock. That's the first person that was an Anglo-Saxon, said that he was American. And the reason that he had to say that, sign it first, was he was the grand poutine of Lodge number one, meaning that he was the HNIC, he was the head nigga in charge of that lodge. When you become grand poutine, that is the highest you can go in any Masonic order. You're the number one man. So he had to put his name on first. And then you can look at the history and you see the stragglers come in, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and they come in and then they get to arguing over what date they were going to use. Were they going to use May the 1st or September? And they finally agreed on the 4th of July. I mean, 4th of July, which is July, as being the date that you celebrate every year for the birth of America, which wasn't born on that date. When we trace the history of it, this is what we see as we speak right now. When we integrated, if we go back and trace the history, subtract 1870 from 1970, it was 100 years. So they had another extra 100 years to genocide most of us. The reason that our forefathers from 1870 to 1970, which most of them was living during that day and time, mama's still living, the reason these people was entrepreneurs and did for themselves and didn't need no welfare and wasn't on no Section 8 was because they wasn't completely genocided. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew, I hope you're still with me, Brother Drew. Are you with me?
Yeah, we still on, Brother Watson.
Oh, yeah. Just talk to me, Brother Drew. You got to talk to me because I don't know if they done popped us or not. Now, the reason that you had Black Wall Street and all of this stuff right here is because these people weren't genocides, although they weren't educated. Most of them were uneducated in America. You didn't start getting people with doctor's degrees after 1960. A whole bunch of people, when they found out you had too many doctor's degrees, then here they come in 1970, and integrated and made all the school, and then you lost your Black institutions then. You see, we had hundreds of Black institutions, and now you ain't got none. It ain't now a college. They call themselves a Black college, Prairie View, Texas Southern, HBC. That's the biggest goddamn lie ever been told. It ain't existence no more. Because if you are all Black college, you the people go to that college. I finished, went to a U the People College. I had a scholarship, nine of them at U the People College, one of the white folks on that college. And what I had to tell them last year when I went to see my grandson graduate at Texas Southern. And I told them when I came down there in 63 for a scholarship, this was a U People's College. When I go down now to my grandson's graduation, it's a We the People College, and it was more CIA Muslims and Asians, Koreans, Vietnamese graduating than you people. And that look, that's the nigger. That's us. That's what white folks used to call us, in case you don't know who you people is. I had to tell a professor that. See, so you ain't got no more Black nothing. You ain't got no more Black community. You ain't got no more nothing. Because you integrated into them, and you integrated into their system, and so you can see that everybody born after 1970, first thing come out of their mouth, I'm Black. Black is an adjective. It don't describe nothing, but because when you say I'm a Black Gentile, Black Muslim, and Black Hebrew Israelite, it was a white one before it was you. So you ask your simple self a question, how did you become the Black one? It was a white one before it was a Black one. How did you get this great title of being this? And you tell me that your way of life through this God is the correct way of life. You the biggest zip goddamn fool that ever shit between two neat assholes. That's what my daddy would say. And that's what he had already told me when I was calling myself a Muslim and a Christian and a Hebrew Israelite, or I've been through all three of them schools of thought. Before I understood what Daddy was telling me, that I was a zip down fool, with no such thing as God. But then Daddy gave me his Mason book and told me to read it. And then I read, and then I understood what how I've been genocide. See, the science of eugenics is a word that none of us know anything about. And see, when we go back and see that, look at the people as today, we see the results of integration. We see the results of 1950. So in 1950, let's go look back on our history. Let's go to 1950, Chicago. That's where Sister Sherman was. They say we looked over there at us because Black folks was getting them doctor's degrees and becoming summa cum laude in them Black colleges, Brother Drew. And I find it simply amazing that white boys, too many Black summa cum laude were coming out. White boys throwed another one in there, magna cum laude. See, they moved it up a notch. So it came with cum laude, summa cum laude, magna cum laude. They came up with the magna cum laude. And when no niggas know magna cum laude, they was cum laudees, and they was the laude boys, but they moved up and not. And then they say, well, hell, we got to make a project out of these niggas. They're getting too smart. This was 1950. And then in 1964, they start killing your colleges by getting your black athletes to go to their white colleges. You know, we can see that. Like my daddy told me when I wanted to go to Ranger Junior College, why don't you go to Texas Southern, boy? And I said, well, I have a better opportunity. Mama said, if I go to a white college, I have a better opportunity. And daddy said, hell, you want to play pro football? They taking niggas from black colleges on the pro team. That wasn't enough. Daddy just told me he'd leave it alone. I'll see you in the long run. And this is the long run. I see what he was talking about. So in 1950, they made a project out of you. What is the definition of project? And I find it amazing. They took a whole bunch of people that came from the South and put them in two or three buildings. I don't know. Sister Sunday, she says she lives in those buildings. Now, in 1950, it was a project, and then 5 years later, it became the Jets. 5 years later, it became the hood. 5 years later, it became the ghetto. 5 years later, by 1970, it was the slums where they put you. So they took a bunch of black people that had came out of the South, them children, and them people used to running all over the fields and all that, and then consolidated you and put you in confinement where you didn't even have a backyard and a playground. And then here you come with, this is my territory, this is my hood, and then I become a Crip, a gangster, and all of this bullshit that you got going on now. I'm a blood, I'm a this, simply because somebody made a project out of you, and you didn't understand what these people was doing. This is form of Genesism. And Margaret Sanger was one of the biggest ones that was off into this form of genocizing someone that looked like us and the Democratic Party, which... you weren't a Democrat in 1950. You didn't become a Democrat until Jesse Nessa Jackson in 1960. You say, I'm no longer a colored person. That's a Negro. I'm an African American that's black and proud. And Jesus Christ first in the Democrat Party second. So you can see from 1970 when they put African America on the census, into 2020, you can see how big the goddamn food that you are right now. Because we go back to 1870 when the good white folks gave us a political party, a bank, for us to be a nation of people. The Republican, you were known as a radical Republican at that time period. But in 11 years, which would take you to 1881, you will see that they disbanded that. Then they got Prince Hall to build a White House, and then after he built a White House with ex-slaves, then they say it's all right for you to be a Prince Hall Mason, but you plumb up fine, meaning that you don't have a charter. You have to operate upon our charter, and we tell you what to do and what not to do. We tell you what form of masonry you are, just like they told you what form of Christianity you will have. See, in 1870, they gave you Jesus. Because in 1869, you didn't have Jesus. You couldn't worship Jesus. But in 1870, they said, we're going to free the emancipated slave. And for you to be free, you have to take a Christian name. And you couldn't even read the Bible then because you had to go by what they taught you upon the theology. You ain't got sense enough to recognize that in 2020. So they give you Jesus, separated but equal. You say, well, good white folks, I want to be a Methodist. The good white folks looked at us and say, you can be a Methodist, but you have to be a colored Methodist Episcopal, African Methodist Episcopal. You can't be the Christian Methodist Episcopal. We up on our teaching of the Christian Methodist Episcopal. Then you looked over there and you said, oh, good white folks, we want to be Baptists. The Baptists say you can be Second Baptist, but you can't be First Baptist. And what simply amazed me, Brother Chu, is last week I was looking at television, and on television they say that tornado that came through destroyed the First Baptist Mexican Church in Garland. Did you hear what I just said, Brother Drew?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I just said? The tornado destroyed
right.
the First Baptist Mexican Church in Garland. Now,
right.
when Bell, Ding Dong Bell over in Fort Worth put Second Baptist, First Baptist on it, and they told him, niggas, you got to put that Second Baptist back up there. Now, how did the Mexicans in 2020 become First Baptist Mexican Church? And somebody look like me and you can't be First Baptist Church in 2020. You talking about a form of genocism? I mean, those are questions that I can't wait to get on Robert's show to ask him. How did that happen? How did that happen? How did that happen? Because when we go back in our history, somebody look like me, you can't be that. And you have to be up on the bare kitchen of theology. Theology is a compound word. Theo is a Greek word meaning Greek gods, meaning that Jesus Christ is a Greek god. He ain't no Jew god. He's a Greek god. And when we go back into his history, you will see that he is a Greek god that started off as the Latino God, Jesus is his name. That's his first name of this, what we call hippie on a stick. That's his first name was Jesus. That's the first name that he had, and Jesus, when we go back in history, was the God of the Jews that lived in Western Rome. Krishna was his other name. Krishna was the god of Eastern Rome. That's where the black folks live, or the niggers live. So Rome was separated then. So Constantine say that y'all ain't going to fight each other and the Muslims coming to whoop our ass. Jesus Krishna is the god of Rome, and he would be the Promus Maximus of that god. Well, the Promus Maximus is the high priest of Mithraism, and the pope that's in Vatican right now, he ain't the pope. His title is Promus Maximus. So the present-day Christianity is Mithraism. Common sense tells us that when we trace the history. I mean, common sense tells us. I mean, that's what we know from common sense. And this is how we've been genocized. We've been genocized to believe something that was told to us and we didn't research it. My dad told me, Junior, boy, the biggest goddamn fool that ever walked the face of the earth is a person that believes in something and don't know the origin of where it comes from. The truth, I didn't understand what Brad was saying to maybe about 30 years ago, and he had preached this to me from a very early age, because your mama was a Christian and he wasn't. You couldn't pay him to go in no church. He wasn't. He wasn't up under that teaching. So right now, I understand what Daddy was saying, that if you don't know the beginning of what you say you are, you are totally genocide. That's when he gave me the Mason book and told me, read the three lessons, boy. He said, that's what you're up under. He said, but your dad ain't. And his son ain't up under it either no more. But I've been up on it. So this word genocide, and this is 2020. I don't know about the books that you can buy on the science of eugenics no more, because I got the original one that came out in 1881. For some reason, Big Mama had it. And I got in them just right in front of me now. I posted it on the website and to show you what it was of this book. This is what has happened to us right now as we speak. This is why we have the problem that we have now. This is why we have went from a great nation of people in 1969, when we were 5% illiterate, to a nation of people that's 93.97% illiterate. And it didn't take you from 1970 to 1993 for you to get in these conditions of being genocide, because them old black teachers, they used to teach us. That's how I know that the first thing that they taught us was a damn lie, was the ABCs and alphabet. And they told you they taught you the ABCs. They didn't teach you no ABCs. They taught you the alphabet. You find the ABCs in the Masonic Lodge. That's esoteric teaching. You got two types of knowledge, SO and XO. We got them summa cum laude and Lottie Boy degrees in exoteric knowledge that your oppressor wanted you to have. So when you say that I am a black American, African American, I'm an American Chinese, I'm an American Korean, I'm an American this, I'm an American that, you've been totally genocized by America, and you don't even know it. And then after the third generation, which it don't take but 12 years to start another generation, because of a female can have a baby at 12 years old. And that starts another generation of people. The fifth generation, it would be totally genocide. Even the 18th generation of the person that came over here in 1555, that's the reason after 1970, you see what we're into right now. You see that the Chinese, the boat people that came over here in 1970, the Vietnamese, they call themselves American Vietnamese, totally genocide. They can't even speak their language. The Mexican, they come over here and say, I am a Mexican-American. Hell, he can't speak his damn language after the fifth generation. This should give you understanding. You say that you're an African-American. What African language can you speak? You don't know three words other than Swahili in African. But here you is an African-American, and the Africans say you're the biggest damn fool that ever walked the face of the earth. But you got 42 million African-Americans that say they're African-Americans in a place called America. This is what the science of eugenics has created. And boy, I see that time done ran out, Brother Drew. We done, I ain't even touched the bottom of this one, but this is what genocide means. Kamaya, Daya, Abaya, Ika, Kamaya, until next week. We look like we're going to have to look off into the science of eugenics a little more and see how we've been genocized into the point where we are zip down fools right now, walking around in America, and I'm going to tell you like I always have told you in class, ain't no help. Only a few of us, which they claim in the Bible. So you have to watch what the Bible say. They say only 144,000 of us would understand what done happened to us. So they didn't. They weren't worried about the 144,000 because hell, they got 42 million. So you subtract 42 million from 144,000. He already got you.
Right.
He already got you, Brother Drew. So this is what the science of eugenics. This is what the Yah man knows. See, and I'm in Yah, and the number 19. We'll go off into that next week. So I'll holler at you next week, Brother Drew, and checking out South Carolina Lackey, I see. And so, until next week, Brother Drew, you be back from South Carolina. I'll holler at you then.
Come out of here.